This
is
K-U-T.
K-U-T, Austin.
Stop.
About 85,000 people a year visit Hippie Hollow on Lake Travis, just outside of Austin. The park is known as a place where you can go to get some sun without the tan lines. It's the only clothing-optional public park in Texas. For our AT Explained project, KUT's Matt Largie looked into how it got that way. And a warning, this radio story does contain nudity.
Let's just start at the beginning. Before this story, I'd never been to Hippie Hollow. And when I read for an event called The Big Nude Day, I went with an open mind. And what I found was actually kind of amazing.
This is a really big popular area, this little area around the second bathroom. A, it's close to the bathroom.
Very important.
B, you've got a good amount of shade, so you can see everybody congregating in the shade here.
Mitch London is showing me around Hippie Hollow. He's with the group Hill Country Nudists, which is putting on the event today. I should say here that it's not just nudists who come to Hippie Hollow.
And then there's a tree down there that has been affectionately known as Radio Rock, which is, you know, years and years and years ago, people would go out there and sit down there and play the radio. You know, it's, yeah, let's go take a peek.
We climb down the big, craggy boulders that line the steep drop to the lake. There's no radio at Radio Rock, but there are tunes.
That $5 speaker set from Goodwill and my old phone.
I'm back in baby's arms.
We meet Craig Harding. He's known as the mayor of Hippie Hollow.
I'm the fourth mayor of Hippie Hollow that I know of.
What are the duties of the mayor exactly?
I have absolutely no duties. That was part of the whole idea of being mayor, was I don't have anything I have to do.
But you can do whatever you want to do.
No, no. No, no, no. That can get you in trouble.
If you must know, yes, Craig is naked, just like 95% of the people here. And to end the suspense, I am not. But it's hot. I mean, like, really hot. And honestly, I'm kind of jealous of all the people who aren't wearing anything except maybe some flip-flops and a hat.
If you come out here and just sit here and not do anything and don't talk to anybody, yeah, everybody's going to look at you kind of weird. But if you come out here and say, hey, how you doing? I'm new or whatever, they're going to welcome you in to this family, basically. And it's a lot more fun that way. So see if we can find some people.
The funny thing is, this area is older couples.
This is Becky Kent, and there are plenty of younger people in other parts of the park.
Young people are usually, you find, very uptight about their body image. At this stage, who cares? I've done everything I can do. It didn't work or it did work, you know? Who cares what we look like?
Remember, this is a public park, so how do people get away with being naked here? Funny you should ask.
Hi, my name is Peter Babb. I'm the digital content manager here at KUTX.
Peter asked us why Hippie Hollow is clothing optional for our AT Explained project. And yes, he works down the hall from me. Okay, and I want to start by saying this is not a setup. We didn't rig this at all. Peter just happened to submit this question.
Yeah, I went through the formal channels.
Peter has never been to Hippie Hollow, which is why he asked this question.
I've always been kind of envious of the people that go swim there. And just kind of a curiosity about why and how it ended up the way it is.
Of course, he means, what's up with the naked people? Well, let's start back in the early 1940s. The Lower Colorado River Authority manages the Highland Lakes, including Lake Travis. Back when they dammed up the river and made the lakes, they set aside a few spots along the shore for public access. Hippie Hollow, or McGregor Park as it was officially known, was one of these. People would go down there to swim, sometimes naked. And at least the legend goes, that went on for decades at McGregor. Then, the hippies showed up.
You know, it's been called Hippie Hollow since I was a child in the 60s.
This is a guy named Tracy Cluck.
The Beatles hit here in, what, 64 or something? So how long could we have had hippies? 2 or 3 years? I'm thinking by 67, everybody knew it was Hippie Hollow.
Cluck grew up in Austin. Fourth generation, I'll tell you. His dad was a park ranger in Austin. He's a lawyer.
Have you ever been to Hippie Hollow?
Yeah, I was a teenager in the 70s in Austin. I did a lot of things that the statute of limitations has run on, but I've been there. I've been to most every park in the area.
You can find newspaper reports from the 70s of people getting busted for skinny dipping in Hippie Hollow.
Someone would get arrested, they'd have to make bond, they'd have to hire a lawyer, and there were jury trials. No one was convicted.
Neighbors complained about the traffic. At a couple of points, some state lawmakers took notice and tried to do something to stop the nudity. It didn't work. In 1985, Travis County took over the park from the LCRA. Up until then, it had basically just been wildland. But when the county took it over, they put in parking and trails.
They just were going to maintain it, keep it safe and clean.
This is Ken Oden. He was the Travis County attorney at the time.
You know, there wasn't a lot of rules, hardly any rules.
But they didn't say anything about nudity. It was just kind of understood that naked people were going to be there.
It's not illegal to be naked. It is illegal to be naked in public, but only if you are reckless about whether or not you would offend or alarm someone else.
So the deal about Hippie Hollow, the reason why they couldn't successfully prosecute anyone and why it's legal to be nude there if you want to be, is because everybody knows there are naked people swimming there.
At some point, though, the county decided to make it official. They put up a sign.
To allow the conduct to not be illegal, the county had to put up signs and say, here's what's going on here and here's what our rules are. And that would eliminate the claims that any criminal conduct could be occurring just on the basis of nudity.
So it's legal to be naked at Hippie Hollow because there's a sign that said there could be naked people there.
Put up by the government.
Right.
And that makes the conduct unprosecutable.
So why is Hippie Hollow clothing optional? I guess it's a mix of tradition, the government's respect for that tradition, and that you can't go there without knowing what you're getting into. But there was something that happened in 1995 that could have ended Hippie Hollow's clothing optional status.
I think the triggering event was a children's poster contest.
A nudist group was putting on the contest as part of an event at Hippie Hollow, but some worried that it would somehow lead to kids being exploited.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know anybody that was real sure what that might mean, but it sounded a little creepy.
The theme of the contest was body acceptance, and while children had long been going to Hippie Hollow, the contest raised some questions about the park.
We sort of had to figure out if the government owns it, operates it, has taken this on, what is its obligations?
Does the county have a duty to keep kids out of Hippie Hollow? The answer Ken Oden came up with was yes.
Good morning. We'll call to order the voting session on Travis County Commissioner's Court.
Apologies for the bad audio quality here. It's from the Travis County Commissioner's Court meeting on July 11th, 1995. Now, to avoid these kinds of situations, the county could have simply scrapped the clothing optional option. But Ken Oden recommended simply banning anyone under the age of 18 from the park. This is him in 1995 when he was county attorney.
Basically, this stands for the proposition that there is a distinction between children and adults and how the park could and should be used without eliminating the prior use of the park as a place when people can go to nude sunbathe if they are adults.
So the county put up another sign saying no one under 18 is allowed. But this also came with some controversy. Here's Tracy Cluck again.
We could not figure out a single reason to do that.
Cluck sued the county on behalf of a husband and wife that had been going to Hippie Hollow with their kids.
There was no data that supported that. No children had been molested. In fact, the data was just the opposite. Children were more likely to be assaulted or molested in other parks in Austin.
Their argument in the lawsuit was basically that parents had a constitutional right to pass their values onto their kids, even if their values were nudism. They lost, and Hippie Hollow has been 18 plus ever since.
I came out here first when I turned 40, basically.
We're back at Hippie Hollow with Mitch London, the big nude day organizer.
And it was kind of my midlife crisis thing. Instead of buying a Corvette or some fancy trip to someplace, I was like, I'm going to go and do something different. You know, as soon as I did, as soon as the clothes came off, I'm like, this is awesome. And I've just gone on since, and I haven't looked back. It's been great.
As we look out over the deepening suntans, I ask Mitch why he thinks some people are weirded out by this place.
In some respect, I think they're afraid of seeing themselves in the fact that there is no perfect bodies here. Everybody is the way they are. You know, you're not going to find supermodels. You might, but it's not likely. You're going to find what normal people look like, and they're afraid that if they see that, they're going to like, oh, man, I'm normal.
Hey, I'm normal. So before I left Hippie Hollow, I at least had to take a swim.
All right, here we go. All right, jumping into Hippie Hollow, first time. I am wearing shorts, though. Sorry. Wow, this is really nice.
Matt Largy, KUT News.
Next time, maybe I'll try it. I'll try it the right way.
Fat or skinny, short or tall, shape you're in don't matter at all. If you're feeling unsure about where to begin, slip off your gear and jump right in. Skinny.